I don't know how many of you have heard about my preaching before. I don't know what you're told about it, but I promise I won't keep you too long at this time of the evening. I know most of you want to get home and have a rest and so on, so I won't keep you too long. Maybe about half an hour in my talk. We sing hymns around Christmas time, very familiar. But I wonder if sometimes we know that they have some meaning attached to them. I'm going to base my sermon on one. As you see exactly why I say what I just say, by way of introduction. We just sang hymn number 121. And if you look at the first verse, it says what? 121. I don't want to misread it. I'll read it number 3 for number 1. O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above the deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in thy dark streets shineth thy everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. This hymn, I strongly suggest to you, focuses our attention on Bethlehem. And that is right. For at Christmas, all roads lead to Bethlehem. It is at Bethlehem, historically speaking, that the story of Christmas begins. So let us journey there in a thought for a few minutes and see what we can understand and observe. Bethlehem was the birthplace of David, the shepherd boy, who became king. For this reason, Bethlehem had acquired the title of the City of David. It was a city with associations of royalty. It was undoubtedly one of the oldest towns in Palestine, for it is mentioned in the book of Genesis as the burial place of Rachel, Jacob's wife, mother of Joseph and Benjamin. Genesis chapter 46, verse 19, will tell you that. For all that, Bethlehem was not regarded as a place of outstanding importance in the history of the Jewish nation. It was indeed a little town with only a small population, and it was overshadowed by Jerusalem, lying no more than 6 miles to the north. It is interesting to note that the people, and a prophet especially, Micah, recognized the comparative insignificance of the town when he uttered his well-known prophecy, in which he hinted at a new glory which was to come to Bethlehem. And we see that in Micah chapter 5, verse 2, where he says, "But you, O Bethlehem Ephrathah, who are little to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler in Israel, whose origin is from of old, from ancient days." That was a remarkable prophecy. For the prophet went on in verses 3-5 to declare that this ruler to whom he made reference would be a shepherd king. 700 years or more went by, and the prophecy remained unfulfilled. Then at long last, God's hour struck, and once again, little Bethlehem is mentioned in the Bible. But this time, in the narrative of the New Testament. Both Matthew and Luke, the only two evangelists to record the nativity, expressly state that Christ was born at Bethlehem of Judea. It did not seem likely at first that such a thing, an event, would happen. For Mary and Joseph belonged to Nazareth in Galilee, and Nazareth is more than 113 kilometers, possibly 70 miles, to the north of Bethlehem. Nevertheless, as a consequence of an imperial decree issued by Caesar Augustus of Rome, Joseph, who was of the house and line of David, and Mary, made the long trip to Bethlehem, where, according to Jewish custom, he was required to register his name. And so it came about that in David's royal city, Mary brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. The birthplace of Jesus was a stable. In a sense, a stable was a fitting birthplace for him who, though he was rich, yet for our sakes became poor. So it happened, the most momentous event in the history of the world, and the Word was made flesh. Yet it happened so quietly. We are reminded in verse 3 of Hymn 121, how silently the wondrous gift is given. So God imparts to human hearts the blessing of his heaven. There were no fanfare of trumpets that announced the birth of the Messiah that night. Neither did great Caesar in Rome, nor Herod the Jewish king in Judea, nor the high priest in Jerusalem knew anything about it. But while earth slept, periodically speaking, and metaphorically naming the earth as a person, but while earth slept on in darkness and silence, the heavens blazed with lights and rang with songs of angels. Glory to God in the highest and peace to men on earth. So it was to a band of humble shepherds guarding their flocks by night in the fields outside Bethlehem that the astonishing news was made known, and they embarked upon a pilgrimage. Before we follow them on their quest, let us remind ourselves that the Hebrew name Bethlehem means house of bread, or more generally, house of food. It refers to the fertility of the place. The surrounding hillsides provided pasture for sheep and goats, and the valleys below produced crops of barley and wheat, as in the days when Ruth gleaned there in the fields of Boaz. Bethlehem was also noted for its wine and honey. It was a place where no one need to be in want, where there was food in abundance and food for all. With that thought in mind, we may return to the story of the shepherds. Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us. Such was their resolve as soon as they heard the good tidings of great joy. And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger. The shepherds were not disobedient to the heavenly vision. They came with haste. There was a sense of urgency in their quest. They came confidently taking God at his word and eagerly looking for the sign that had been given to them, a newborn baby lying in a manger. My friends, those who come to Bethlehem in the same spirit at Christmas time will never be disappointed. In the house of bread, they will find a satisfaction which only God can give to the hungry souls of men and women, and which he freely offers to those who open their hearts to his love. So we again echo the words in that hymn that says, O Holy Child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us today. We hear the Christmas angels, the great glad tidings tell. Oh, come to us. Abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel. My friends, I have spoken to you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.